Well, when you go to a museum, you probably expect to see docents guiding visitors around the exhibits, but some of the Smithsonian museums in Washington, D.C. are experimenting with using robots as guides. Michaela LaFrac from Everstation WAMU went to a museum to meet one.
Walk into the African Art Museum on the National Mall, and you'll be greeted by this.
Hi, my name is Pepper. Welcome to the National Museum of African Art.
Pepper is a 4-foot-tall, bright white robot with big eyes and a slight smile.
Would you like to know more? Please select yes or no.
Let's go with yes. Pepper has no legs, but does have arms and hands that make eerily human-like gestures when it talks.
Awesome.
Pepper's job is to welcome visitors and introduce them to an exhibit about Africa's Swahili coast. The robot is part of a pilot project between the Smithsonian and the San Francisco tech company SoftBank Robotics. Rachel Goslins is the director of the Smithsonian's Arts and Industries building. She was surprised when she was first approached by the robotics company.
I got a phone call like, hey, we have great news. We want to donate a bunch of robots to the Smithsonian. And I was like, thanks. I had this vision of a closet full of dusty, angry robots coming to life in the middle of the night.
But she was intrigued. SoftBank Robotics said they'd donate 30 robots to the Smithsonian, and now Goslins is leading up the project. In addition to the African Art Museum, she's deployed Peppers to 5 other Smithsonian buildings, including the Hirshhorn and the Museum of African American History and Culture. The robots guide visitors through areas of confusion and draw them towards underappreciated spots.
Because if it's just a robot on the floor of a museum, it's just a gimmick. If it's not solving a problem or helping advance a mission, then it's not worth doing.
A lot of design works got into making Pepper more than a gimmick. Steve Carlin is SoftBank Robotics' chief strategy officer.
And it's got a face that's human-like and cute, but not too human-like, because that can be very off-putting. If you're smiling, it can recognize that. If you're frowning, it can recognize that and extrapolate that you're either happy or sad.
Right now, Peppers cost about $25,000 a piece. They've been widely rolled out in Japan and Europe, mostly in retail stores. The plan is to market them to hotels, restaurants, and beyond. In the meantime, Peppers been fitting in pretty well at the African Art Museum. Michelle Edwards is the museum's docent coordinator and
proud Pepper parent.
She says at first, Pepper acted more as a greeter, guiding visitors towards the galleries. But after a few days,
once I saw it in action, then I began to look at it as a kind of an education tool. And so right now, our robot is speaking a few words in Kiswahili.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. Jambo. Great job. You just said hello in Swahili.
The Smithsonian staff did say there are some challenges. It can take a while to correctly program the robots to do exactly what you want. Plus, they still need some human supervision when they're out on the floor, which can be a time suck for staff. But Pepper is also really charming, especially with kids. One kid at heart, a visitor and Washington, D.C. resident, Evelyn Hernandez, can't stop reaching out to touch Pepper's hands.
It is so amazing. It's like a real robot. A real hand. Robotic, but a real hand. It's just wonderful.
If this initial stage goes well, the Smithsonian will expand the program to more locations this summer. Pepper, anything to add?
I hope you had as much fun as I did. Make sure to stop by and visit me again soon.
For Here and Now, I'm Michaela LaFrac.